877 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If not, then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and our protection. Pray for revival, because this is truly a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And so until tomorrow evening, we'll be back with you once again. Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of an old friend. His name is Terry Cook, and a decade or more ago, why, of course, we used to have Terry on as a regular guest here, and he did some wonderful work. He's retired from the police force, and he's done a lot of investigative reporting. He wrote a number of books, several books, and one of them, my favorite, was NSA Big Brother is Watching You. It was the expose of the National Security Agency. Really, long before anybody was talking about the NSA, why, of course, Terry was talking about it, wrote an excellent book, bringing out the fact that the government, this government agency, has been violating the laws of our country for decades, listening to conversations, reading the emails and the faxes of the population. Certainly they didn't read emails 30 years ago, but they were certainly listening to our radio, probably to our telephone calls. They don't care about the laws because they're above the law. They are the National Security Agency. Did a great job on that book, but Terry's been out of commission for a while, but he's come back with full force. We're getting emails from him on a daily basis. But tonight we're going to be talking about one of his latest books, Homeland Insecurity, Obama's New Civilian National Security Force. Now, you can actually go up on the internet and you can find a YouTube where President Obama talks about the fact we need a national security force that will be equally as strong as our own military, but secret, but similar. It will be here in the United States, a national security force here in the United States, equally powerful to our military. Why do we need a national security force here in the United States? Well, it sounded, when he made the speech, as if what could he be talking about? But, of course, what Terry has done is an excellent job to show you that this is simply not theoretical. It is funded. It was in the Obama healthcare law, and nobody even saw it there. Terry, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure, sir. Gee, when did we do our first radio program? I think it was 1992, wasn't it?
Good, very well, Ben. Well, no, it would have been 93, because I started my programs in the fall of 93, but you were with us for a long period of time there, and we certainly missed having you on.
Thank you. I retired for a while, and my wife and I moved to a different area out of California. We lived in Southern California at the time, and we're enjoying the Northwest very much. And one of the reasons we also moved here, Stan, is to prepare for what's coming, because, like you, I'm a teacher, and I know that things are about to become very difficult and chaotic, and so we decided that we would get out of Southern California. Of course, you're not in Southern California, so you're just fine there, but we thought we'd get up to the Northwest where there are fewer people and fewer problems. There is no place on Earth without problems today, as everybody can figure out, but there are fewer problems when you go to an area with fewer people. And so that's what I recommend anybody do if they possibly can. It's quite difficult to do. But if you can get out of a heavily populated metropolitan area like Los Angeles, Chicago, Seattle, or whatever, and get a little bit further out into the country, folks, that would behoove you to do so.
Well, I think that people have to be realistic. We have to realize, I believe, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. I believe, of course, if we do get into a major war with Iran, why, of course, it could very well be a retaliation on America. People think, oh, it couldn't happen here. But I will tell you that there are Muslim training camps here for the radical Muslims. They're being funded, well, probably in all likelihood by our own government, because you... creating the best enemy money could buy, but I fear there's going to be terrible, terrible violence here.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's get to your book. I think your book is really fascinating. I've certainly read about a quarter of it, and I'll read the rest of it, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the Office of Homeland Insecurity and why we should be concerned about this massive government bureaucracy that is set up supposedly to defend us, and yet when they begin talking about a domestic security agency, that sounds very much like what they had in Hitler's Germany.
Yes, basically the brown shirts, if you will. Stan, we have so much to talk about, and there is so much happening. We only have an hour tonight, and I think you and I could speak probably nonstop for 18 hours.
Well, I'm sure we could, and we'll be getting on again. Don't you worry.
And but we're going to try to cover a lot, including what you requested me to cover, the recent Bilderberger meeting and an article I forwarded off to you, written essentially by the KGB in Russia. And that's very interesting, so we will get into that.
Well, why don't you cover that, and then as soon as we get all of our stations back on board, why we'll get on into the specific subject of this national security group that they're putting together.
Okay.
What about this report that you got out of Russia?
Well, if I may, Stan, beforehand, you're right. I wrote my first book, The Mark of the New World Order, in 1994 and 5. It took me 5 years of research to accomplish that in libraries, pulling up microfiche, if you can even recall that, microfiche and handwriting things and so forth, before the Internet and computers were really that big. It took me 5 years to write that book, and it's in its third edition now. Noah Hutchings of Southwest Radio Ministries is the publisher of that third edition, and I believe he's just ordered a reprint on that. So it's still available on the Internet, The Mark of the New World Order, in an updated version, its third edition. But then I wrote the Big Brother NSA, and when you were right, Stan, few people were talking about it. I got into the ministry kind of accidentally, just for a little foundation here, because I had been attending Dr. Hal Lindsey's church in Southern California, and he happened to mention one day in 1991 that these new microchip implants had just come out for animals. And he thought, gee, it'd be nice if I had a sample of that. So I investigated who manufactured them and obtained numerous samples. And I think back then I sent you an injection needle and some samples, didn't I, Stan?
No, I really don't recall that.
Okay. But anyway, so that's how I kind of got into this. And then I did a TV show with Hal Lindsey and on TBN, and that got around. I got a lot of cards, and I believe I got one from you. And so it launched basically a radio ministry for me back in the early 90s, just sharing with people something about which they had heard very little at the time.
Oh, that thought? Well, of course, Jerry's just talking about the fact that he got started back in the early 90s, suddenly looking into the RFID technology, this idea that we could inject chips into animals and perhaps one day into people that would certainly facilitate buying and selling. But, of course, from the prophetic point of view, if we suddenly begin to have people have a chip, to facilitate buying and selling? Are we talking about something like the mark of the beast? And, of course, to the average individual, if it was convenient, we want it. But what would happen if there was a spiritual significance to it? Anyway, Terry did a lot of research, wrote a book on this, and we did a number of interviews on this RFID technology that was coming out at that time. You pick up the story there, Terry.
Yes. Yeah, very interesting, yes. And so when I finished that book, Stan, I did a lot of radio. I've probably done 300-400 radio shows and lectured at a lot of churches and conservative forums, expos, and so on. The thought that always was in the back of my mind upon completing that book was the fact that, gee, if you have a chip injected in you, some sophisticated computer system is going to have to track it. And so the average person didn't really know much about the NSA back then, but everything I had studied in scientific journals and industry journals, Stan, I subscribed to virtually everything I get my hands on in the identification business, and it all pointed back to the NSA. Now, I've updated that book, by the way. I think you still have a few old copies of it, don't you?
No, I think we sold out our last one. Are they going to come out in a new edition? Because that's a great book.
I just updated it in a smaller format, and it's available at Amazon.com. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, all my books are available simply by just putting in my name, Terry L. Cook's Books, Cook's Books. And, boy, things are cooking, so you can call them Cook's Books. But if you just go to Google my name, Terry L. Cook's Books, Amazon.com, click on the books department, put Terry L. Cook, then 22 of my books pop up, including the latest edition of Big Brother NSA, which is what you had back then when few were actually talking about it, Stan. It's now called Big Brother 2010, because under the new program, CyberCom, which Obama has signed into effect, CyberCom will be the new cyberspace tracking agency, and guess what? It just happens to be, CyberCom just happens to be the NSA. And that goes fully into effect October of 2010. October of this year, CyberCom, located at Fort Meade, Maryland, the NSA facility headquarters, is fully in effect, will be fully in effect October of 2010, at which time virtually everything will be poured into their system. And by the way, my book updates all their latest facilities under construction and just completed, a huge one in Utah, another one in Texas, another one in Hawaii. So this Screaming Eagle network of theirs is just frightening.
I think it's important for people to understand that what these massive buildings are, and these are massive buildings, they're to store, of course, their electronic data. And basically, they have every telephone call you have ever made. It's all recorded, and they can go back and pick this out. Every email, every fax are all recorded. Now, they're recorded by computer, and so they're not all gone over by human beings. They're all reviewed by computer, and then if there's any question, the human being goes over them. How could they have all that information and nobody know? Well, very simply, they control the media, and they do not want you to know that they've been listening to your telephone conversation, not September 11, 2001. They've been listening to your telephone conversations for decades.
Yes.
But, of course, they cannot let the American people understand that we have people at the highest level of government who violate our laws with impunity. They laugh at people who abide by the law because these people are above the law.
Yes, and that lends itself to a very brief discussion of the term conspiracy. You know, Dr. Stan, I've heard, and you have too, so many people debate the term conspiracy without really fully understanding it or perhaps being unable to clearly define it. And I laugh when that's so, because as you know, I'm a retired L.A. police, L.A. sheriff sergeant, and I have a degree in criminal law from Cal State Fullerton. And, of course, I've arrested people for conspiracies to commit this and that. So I have personal experience and knowledge about the term conspiracy. So if I may briefly define that for the folks out there, because, say, for example, someone's just tuning in your program in New York and they hear us talking on this, they say to themselves, oh, no, here we got a couple of conspiracy wackos and nuts talking about this stuff again. Now, folks, you know, the first thing I do when someone says, are you a conspiracy nut, I respond by saying, I'm not a nut, but there is a conspiracy.
Well, I like to say I'm a conspiracy analyst. I analyze the conspiracies. After all, what are conspiracies other than a couple of people getting together and very quietly and secretly and privately coming to a conclusion? That's what a conspiracy is. It takes two people. That's all it does. And we analyze that, and I think everybody should, because, of course, they're very powerful people who have an inordinate influence upon what's going on in the world today, and some of these people even plot wars and revolutions and carry them out. Go right ahead.
Stan, you define the conspiracy almost according to the criminal law statute. Briefly, folks, so that you'll understand, when people defame you for discussing the possibility of a conspiracy, then all you have to do is confront them with the law, with the facts, and they can't rebut it. So you just did a good job there, Stan. And briefly, I'll expound on that a little bit. The term conspiracy criminally means this: whenever two or more people get together to plan something illegal. You see, you can't do it with me, myself, and I in the closet. It has to be two, as Stan said, two or more people. It can be a zillion people. We only have 6.5 billion on the planet right now, but you get my drift. You must have at least two people, but it can be any number thereafter of people who plan or plan directly or indirectly. Some people can actually be participants in a conspiracy even though they don't know the top plan at the top. If they simply execute the plan at a lower level, they're still involved. But usually criminal people or criminal justice people like to go after the chief perpetrators of a conspiracy. So the key elements in that law says, whenever two or more people plan something illegal, it has to be illegal, Stan. You can't have a conspiracy to bake your wife a cake. That's legal. You see, so it has to be illegal to be a criminal conspiracy. Now, is the New World Order a criminal conspiracy? Yes. Now, how do we know? Because, well, when George Bush went public with it, George Bush Sr. in 1991, I think it was, when he went on television and used the term New World Order 200-plus times, he said, this is the New World Order we seek. Now, if I remember my English grammar right, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stan, I've been out of college a long time, but if my grammar serves me well, and I'm not talking about grammar crackers here, but, but if my English grammar lessons serve me well, when you say we, it means more than one. Am I correct, Stan?
You're absolutely right.
So when George Bush went on international television 200 times and said before Congress and said, we want a new world order, we will be successful, we've been after this for a long time, and of course it'll be a new world of peace and security. The Bible says, beware when they speak peace and safety during the last days, sudden destruction follows. So folks, by their own admission, when they use the word we, and by the way, Obama just used the same terminology at West Point when he addressed the graduating class of officers at West Point recently. He said, we want a new international order, and you folks, you graduating officers, will help us put it together. So this is a transgenerational conspiracy with conspirators who come and go. They live and they die, but the plan goes on, and that's because it's a satanic plan orchestrated by Lucifer at the very top of the Council of 13, the Committee of 300, the Bilderbergers that we're going to talk about right after the break. I'm sure we'll get to it, and others. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is a satanic conspiracy. The political term New World Order means global communism. But then again, who funded and created global communism to serve him well? Well, originally it was way back when the elder Rockefeller and Rothschild team put themselves together. But Rothschild was essentially behind the funding. I believe it was $20 million or $200 million. I don't remember the exact number of dollars of gold that went with That fell a linen for the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. It was $20 million or more in gold that went to fund the Bolshevik Revolution.
That was actually Schiff, Jacob Schiff, but he was a Rothschild agent. So
yes, and they're the ones that put the Federal Reserve together and so forth. But it all comes back, you know, directly or indirectly to the Rothschild banking group.
But I think, Terry, what's so important for people to understand is that both the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers have been involved in the occult. Otherwise, people say, oh, well, you're saying it's a Jewish conspiracy. No, it's an occult movement, because the Rothschild family, and you can check this out on the Internet, and certainly the Rockefeller family, they've all been involved in the occult, as was Henry Ford, as was Andrew Carnegie, as was J.P. Morgan, as were the Mellons. So many of the people of great wealth have all been involved in the occult. This is basically a spiritual movement.
It is.
Aimed at bringing about this one world government.
It absolutely is. It has nothing to do with racism. Their name could be Jones or Smith. It matters not.
Amen to that. And we're going to be back here in just a moment or two, and we can actually document from the writings of Professor Quigley that it was Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, back in the late 1800s, who funded Cecil Rhodes' secret society. And the front for that organization in the United States is known as the Council on Foreign Relations, and their front is the Trilateral Commission. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, and
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The British Medical Journal is suggesting that there is a conspiracy having to do with the fact that the World Health Organization declared H1N1 was a pandemic, right, when it really wasn't a pandemic.
Right.
And, of course, the decision was made by a secret committee. Now, the World Health Organization says, well, look, we can't release the names of the people who are on this committee because they would be subject to a public pressure, perhaps pressure from the drug companies or the vaccine companies, to change their opinion. So we can't tell you who was on the committee that a year ago decided this was a pandemic. And the article, and you'll find it up on the internet, in the British Medical Journal, which is certainly no fly-by-night organization, is questioning if there's a conspiracy behind the vaccine, behind the whole pandemic. This whole thing was fraudulent. There was no pandemic. It was all contrived. And there's an article on the 4th of June, we're talking a couple of days ago, in the Washington Post along the same line. So now the truth is coming out, ladies and gentlemen. They lied to us about the H1N1 epidemic. It was, I believe, a trial for something far worse that lies ahead. But you go ahead, Terry.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely correct, Stan, as usual. You're well studied. I honestly don't know how you keep up with it all, my man. I'll be 63 shortly, and I can hardly keep up with you. And I know you're 29. Didn't you just turn 29?
Right, just 29 about 50 years ago.
That's terrific. You're an amazing man. But anyway, you're right on the money. And guess who's directly involved in this swine flu manufacturing vaccine manufacturing conspiracy? There again, Rockefeller and company. And we always just end up right back with these same folks, you know, Henry Kissinger, Rockefeller, and the people we've mentioned previously. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy where two or more people plan something illegal. And so my book, Murder by Injection, explains all that. It's very good. I have another book, Obama's Nation, another book, Comrade Antichrist, because, you know, Stan, I tried to analyze all of this stuff and then read the scripture in Revelation and in Daniel and other places that describe the Antichrist, and it came down to one thing. The New World Order is global communism. The New World Order also will require a mark in the right hand or forehead without which no one will buy or sell anything. And if you don't take that mark and worship the beast, I should say if you don't first decide to worship the beast, because that's what Scripture says. It's a worship thing, folks. The devil, the son of the devil, is coming to power here. This is a spiritual battle, as Dr. Stan said, between good and evil, Satan and God, for the souls of all mankind. So the devil has wanted to be worshipped for 6,000 years of human history since the Garden of Eden, and now his son in the flesh, to mock how Christ came as God in the flesh, Emmanuel, he will be here requiring your worship, or he'll take your head. And so the first thing that's going to be required, read Revelation 20, is that the Antichrist will say, worship me, and then I'll give you the mark in your right hand or forehead, so you can buy or sell in my New World Order. Now, taking off the head is a very, very unique concept, because the only religion on earth right now, to my knowledge, Stan, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that Islam has taken off heads for non-compliance and non-conversion. So my book, Comrade Antichrist, discusses two things. as Joel Richardson has said and many other fine authors have said, it looks as if the Antichrist is going to be Muslim. And so I interject that radical Islam was created by the KGB in the 60s, and then Hitler worked on it before that, but it was perfected. Radical Islam was perfected and created essentially by communism. And so my book, Comrade Antichrist, discusses that, that few other authors have put together. And that's why I call it Comrade Antichrist. The Antichrist will be the top Communist Party leader, CCCP, as well as a Muslim who will take off your head if you don't take the mark. That's where it's going.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's Terry Cook. He's just talking about some of the books he's been putting together. Ladies and gentlemen, we are moving towards the climax of history. And, of course, it's very difficult to anticipate what's going on or even to grasp the significance of it unless you understand the spiritual component, because, of course, we're seeing not only the fulfillment of modern history, we're seeing the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. And certainly we have a number of DVDs by Pastor Billy Crone on this. And as you read the ancient prophecies and then you see what's going on today, you say, how could that be? How could it be that the things that were prophesied thousands of years ago are coming to pass today? Why are they coming to pass? Because they're prophetic.
How long is the break?
Hang on there. This will be just for about a minute. This is Dr. Stan, and back to our guest, Terry Cook. Go right ahead, Terry.
Well, Stan, as we mentioned when we began the program, we're so well-versed in things, and that's why the Lord has us teaching and helping people on the air, as you've been so skillfully doing for so many years. When I got tired and had to retire for a while, you were still going strong, and now you're twice as strong. So you're an amazing man, I tell you. I really am impressed. Anyway, our goal is, this is a ministry for me. I don't make a lot of money doing this, ladies and gentlemen, but God has ordained me to do this and has called me to do it. And I stopped doing it for a while, but I still couldn't stop thinking about it. And that's why I'm back in gear in full force, 110% force, trying to help you, because time is short. The devil's coming down in all of his wrath very shortly, because he knows his time is short. And we don't know exactly all the details of when certain things will happen, like the rapture or whatever. So my philosophy is, the Boy Scouts philosophy is always be prepared. Also, I prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And that's how we have to live, folks. And my background in law enforcement, I was also an officer in the National Guard, and I'm also a Vietnam veteran. And so my whole life essentially has been public service and being prepared to encounter disasters one way or another and to assist the public. So that's my whole mentality. That's why I wrote one book entitled Food Armageddon 2012, because when I started researching Codex Alimentarius, the food control mechanism now in place as of January of this year, Dr. Stan, I know you're aware of it, but most people have never heard about Codex Alimentarius, which has been around a long time, but formally went into effect January 2010. So I wrote the book Codex Alimentarius 2010 on food control. And when I started doing all that research, I soon discovered that there's a planned food shortage as well. In addition to controlling our food and our nutrients through Codex Alimentarius.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Terry Cook, and we're talking about what is going on. He's just talking about Codex Alimentarius. He's talking about the coming food shortage. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are not only going to be shortage of food, but the food that's going to be available, much of it's going to be genetically modified and will produce serious health problems and infertility problems in the people who are allowed to live. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not happening by accident. The genetically modified food is being put forward by Monsanto that is contributing, right along with, of course, the Rockefeller family and the Gates family, to the Doomsday Food Bank, a seed bank which is up off the coast of Norway, where they actually have good seeds, healthy seeds, that they'll be able to bring down when they start in all over again. By that I mean when they've killed off most of the people in the world. And people say, that's crazy talk. Nobody would want to kill off most of the people in the world. And I would say, why not? First of all, there really are evil and wicked people here. And we could give you example after example where these people talk openly about the necessity of killing the vast majority of people in the world. And if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, it's available up on the internet. Simply type in Population Control Agenda and Stan Monteith or Radio Liberty and read it. It's a little outdated, but it gives you the overview of what's going on. And then, of course, you can get the other materials simply readily available from Radio Liberty. And I'm sure Terry probably has some material on this. You pick up the story, Terry.
Yes, I've tried to cover a wide range of information, as you do so well on the radio, but of course I don't have 5 hours a day on the radio like you with which to do it, so I tried to create a number of books covering all of these things as a ministry stand in order to help people. Folks, there is a planned collapse, economic collapse coming. It started, of course, way back when, in 1929, that our grandparents lived through. That was the first really big one for America. That's the one that everyone really remembers in their history books. There were other ones as well, but 29 was a big one. 2008, October, the Devil's Month, was another big one, and that set the stage for what's about to finally happen with the super big international collapse consisting, ladies and gentlemen, if this doesn't bother your mind, consisting of $700 trillion in derivatives, masterfully created computerized derivative calculations that are nothing but hot air. Nothing but hot air. $700 trillion in derivatives are about to crash. Now, to put that in a little bit of perspective, Stan, for our audience, the gross domestic product of all nations on Earth combined, Red China, Russia, America, which is about $15 trillion alone, but combined, the gross domestic product of all nations on Earth per year is about $70 trillion. That's 70. The derivatives that are crashing, Stan, are $700 trillion. That's a black hole into which the entire global economy is going, and it's planned to go to bring forth the new world order and the new world economic order, to wipe out the old order under God and bring in the new world economic order and the new order under Lucifer.
And, of course, basically that is the ultimate bubble, the derivative bubble. And, ladies and gentlemen, it has swelled to the point, and it's only a matter of time before it pops. And the average individual doesn't understand that most people will lose everything they've worked their whole life for when this whole paper fiat money system collapses. That's why, please, get out of money as soon as you can and get into fixed assets that at least will have some value. And if you are allowed to live, at least you'll have a means to be able to care for yourself and your family. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, and so, folks, once again, I would encourage you to get our work, Dr. Stan's work and my work. And again, we don't make that much money. This is a ministry. So, I'm not in this to get rich, and trust me, I am not getting rich. God has called me to do this, and I get the information out, and I make very little net profit, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to sell you books. It costs money to print these books, get them out, but they will inform you, and my books are no-nonsense, just as Stan's are, just no-nonsense. And they're very, very current because of self-publishing. Now, I can get them out quickly rather than going to a regular Christian publishing house. For example, I just published another one today. It'll be on the net in about a week, Stan. And it's very, very important information. And I don't have time to get into all this, but another book I'd like to point out is Northcom. I've written a very, very comprehensive book on Northcom called Northcom Rising. Now, folks, why is that important? That's a military term, and I'm an ex-military guy. So Northcom is the new command south of Denver, Colorado, at Peterson Air Force Base. It's the new command that's entirely responsible, essentially, for martial law whenever that's declared in America. So what most people don't realize is that we have been set up, and we're being set up, and everything's being staged now in preparation for martial law, but I get into the actual details of who's going to do it to us. And it's the command structure out of Denver, actually south of Denver, closer to the old Air Force Academy near Peterson Air Force Base, south of Denver, near Colorado Springs. And it's called NORTHCOM. You can browse that if you like. But if you want to save yourself all the trouble, I researched for a whole year, and the book's very good, and it's called Northcom Rising. That's one of my titles, Northcom Rising, because it is rising to the occasion of martial law and swine flu control in the very near future. So there, you can go to the internet, Amazon.com, put in Terry Cook as book author and pull up my stuff, or just Google my name, Terry L. Cook Books. And ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just a wealth of information. And Stan Books, Brotherhood of Darkness, and others are just fabulous as well. And so the next question, Stan, is everybody will say, well, gee, how can you concentrate on all this negativity without going nuts? Stan, you've probably been asked that more often than I because you're exposed to more people than I continually on the radio. But I think what we have been called to do as some of the old days prophets, and of course we're not prophets, and nor are we profiting much from this ministry, we're called to understand these things without going nuts. We're called to understand them because the Scripture gives us wisdom if we seek the Lord and we truly are born again. And so we understand these things, and we've been called to be teachers to help you better understand these things for two reasons. First, so you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and get saved. That's the only reason we're on this planet. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him, they shall be saved and go to heaven. Now, beyond that, while we're in this physical world, we need to know when these spiritual and physical storms are coming and who's perpetrating it, who's doing it, so we can prepare to survive until the Lord takes us out. And so that's what all this information is about. We're helping you survive while we're here on the physical planet, and hopefully you'll get saved and be owned by Jesus Christ, so forever and eternity we all go to heaven together. And that's the whole bottom line, isn't it, Stan?
Absolutely. You go right ahead.
So I have a number of other books here. Big Brother 2010 is the update of the one you used to carry, Stan, and then Food Armageddon 2012. Homeland Insecurity, which we're going to touch upon just briefly here because, you know, it's about a 300-page book. NORTHCOM Rising, and the one you should understand probably on a personal basis very quickly is the planned economic collapse that's about to happen. So I wrote a book called Economic Collapse in the New World Order. And then I've written another book on how Obama has signed executive orders giving a lot of international authority now to Interpol, the international policing organization headquartered in France that was founded by the Nazis. So now all the world's policing forces are being brought together in what the UN is calling the new global police force. And by the way, Stan, you may not be familiar with this, but guess what Air Force is now permanently stationed at Mountain Home Air Force Base near Boise, near Twin Falls, Idaho? The Singapore Air Force.
Singapore. I know we had the German Air Force down there, yes, somewhere in Arizona and New Mexico, but the Singapore Air Force is,
yes,
stationed up there, huh?
Yes, and then Communist Red China just signed a new treaty, a new agreement with the Singapore nation, which many people think, well, you know, it's a harmless nation. Well, no, it's not. It's basically communist. and China has just signed a very cooperative military agreement with them, and the U.S. Air Force now has the Singapore Air Force stationed at Mountain Home U.S. Air Force Base near Twin Falls, Idaho. So you can Google that if you like, folks, or you can just get my book. I've done all the research for you, that we have the international UN military via the Singapore Air Force now stationed permanently with their own 100,000-square-foot hangar with munitions and the most advanced jets. We have them right now near Boise, Idaho. The Singapore Air Force is at Mountain Home Air Force Base, and everybody is just really happy about it because they say it's boosting the economy there. In this time of recession, can you believe this, Stan?
Well, I can believe it because they don't understand the implications of foreign military state units being stationed in the United States. Why can't Germany station its Air Force in Germany? Why can't Singapore station its Air Force in Singapore? And people understand that there is a globalist agenda.
Yes.
And we are going to be one government, and of course these military will be used against the American people. And there's no way that the individuals can certainly oppose the sophisticated the weaponry of Air Force and the machine guns and the bombs and the guided
right.
missiles, all of these things. And that's why they're here. I mean, these will right. be utilized to subdue the American people. And the fact that most people have never heard of that, and I'll have to admit, you're one up on me that one. I knew about the Germans. I didn't know about the Singapore Air Force Base.
Yeah, it's very difficult. They're trying to keep it as quiet as can be, although local newspapers around Twin Falls, Idaho, have written such articles, and you can find a few, but you have to work hard to find them, even on the Internet, Stan. So they've tried to keep this Singapore Air Force installation at Mountain Home Air Force Base in near Boise, Idaho, very quiet. But you can find it. It's there, and a lot of links, once you find the original sources, are there. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to go into the New World Order. That's connected, that global police force. That's what they're actually calling it, the UN Global Police Force. That's connected to Interpol. Interpol now, Stan, if you're not aware of this, Interpol is the only international, actually the only policing agency that has its own sovereign passport. They manufacture and issue at Interpol in France their own national, as it were, but sovereign passports. And, of course, they have 188 nations participating in Interpol, and each of those 188 nations are now approving of Interpol's sovereign passport. This policing agency, founded originally by the Nazis, is now issuing its own passport as if it were a separate sovereign nation. They're located in France, but it's not a French passport. It's an Interpol passport.
Well, because I think people have to understand we have an international secretariat. That's, of course, the Secretary General. We have a parliament. That's the General Assembly of the United Nations. We have a World Health Organization,
yes.
a World Court, a World Criminal Court, a World Army, certainly a World Police Force, which is Interpol. Everything is in place, and people don't understand that it is the world government coming. The world government is here, and
yes.
their military forces are stationed in the United States. When are the American people going to wake up? Well, I think it's going to be very, very soon, because I think we're moving rapidly towards this climax of history, and the people on the other side are going to move as rapidly as they can to install this dictatorship. There are not very many people on the other side. Most Americans are patriotic and want to maintain our freedom, but they do not understand what's going on. They don't understand the enemy, and they're putting out so much extraneous material just to confuse people. And wouldn't it be easier just to go along and get along than perhaps to take a stand and risk your life and your material well-being? But then, of course, one day we're going to have to stand before the bar of justice and explain what we have done. And I believe we are called, you and I, and hopefully everybody out there in the audience, to stand against evil at this time in history.
Yes, absolutely, Stan. And how much more time do we have before the break?
Well, we've got about 3 minutes.
Okay, quickly. Let's get back to the original concept you wanted to discuss, if I may, Stan. Because, ladies and gentlemen, for decades, the New World Order conspirators have been promising us in their own publications. That's how we know about it. They've written about these things. The problem is, for most people, Stan, is it's happened over, it's been a transgenerational plan over so many years, over so many decades. It's been a very slow, you know, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. It's the good old two-shoe. And it's taken them generations now to move this plan to where we are ripe for it to happen. And now we are ripe for it to happen, but most people are still asleep. We've been put to sleep by the mega media folks who own all the media. If you Google this, ladies and gentlemen, you'll Google five corporations own all the media in America, except for a few independents like Stan and so forth. But all of the big media, all the newspapers, the radio stations, even a few Christian radio stations and television stations, they're all owned by five mega corporations. And Rupert Murdoch is one of those. And Rupert Murdoch also owns, if you're not aware of this, the Wall Street Journal now. In 2007, he negotiated a $5.6 billion acquisition of the Wall Street Journal, and he lusted after it for years, Stan. The reason he admitted he lusted after it is because it was the most influential publication he could get his hands on. He already owned another New York publication and newspaper, but he wanted the Wall Street Journal because it's so influential. And he got it. And boy, did he negotiate hard for it, and he got it. And now, essentially then, we have Rupert Murdoch, who's a Committee of 300 member, and, you know, into the Bilderbergers, a Committee of 300, a satanic hierarchy, owns the Wall Street Journal. The reason I laid that foundation, Stan, is because just Monday, June 7, they published an article called Tax Hikes and the 2011 economic crash that's coming.
Well, I'm sure it is coming. I'm sure the average individual will find it very difficult to believe this is all planned. They're going to think, oh, it just happened by accident. It didn't happen by accident, ladies and gentlemen. There's a small little clique that controls both political parties, controls the central banking system, controls the Federal Reserve System, and there are only six major banks in America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Sydney Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup, and they're all interlocked, interlocking directorates, all controlled essentially by a small cabal that rules the world.
Correct.
Well, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, Terry.
All right. Now, in this article, 2011 economic crash.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times. So if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD. And mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
You were involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But if you'd like to be part of our ministry, which is heard on 60 outlets every week, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to point out that we certainly have some great information. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and we have all sorts of books and CD sets and tape sets and videos and books available there, and syllabuses and government reports, information you're not going to get elsewhere. We have the information that Larry McDonald put out, Congressman Larry McDonald. I think this information probably cost him his life back in 1983 when a Korean airliner, 007, went down because, of course, Larry McDonald was pointing out that the United States was funding of the Soviet Union during the Vietnam War. Russians were financing North Vietnam, and the North Vietnamese were financing the Viet Cong. They were killing our boys, and they couldn't let the American people know that, and so they shot down 007, Korean Flight 007. The people on board weren't killed. When they actually got into the plane, and it was later found, it was intact, where there were no bodies and no luggage. So the plane obviously landed, as the initial report said. People were taken off, the luggage was taken off, and then the plane was towed to sea and sunk, and the plane was intact. You've never heard this story, but we have the documentation for what we're saying. We have the Larry McDonald special. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out across America. We have information you will not get elsewhere, and so we do hope many of you will certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and that you'll tell others about our program. We have a new DVD. It's called The Specter Haunting America. And what is it? It's a story of the vaccines. It's a story of how they're poisoning and destroying the lives of our children. And they know what they're doing. This is the unconscionable point. Because they know that the incidence of asthma is 10 times to 11 times greater in children who are vaccinated than those who are not vaccinated. And the same is true for allergies. And the fact that one in every six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a learning disability. And you don't see this, or you see it very seldom in children who aren't vaccinated. And one in 60 boys is autistic, and you don't see that in children who aren't vaccinated. And they know that, and they want to hurt the children. And when you understand that, then, of course, it begins to make sense. Now, not that the average doctor or even the public health officer believes that, but if you don't go along with the vaccine agenda, why, you'll be forced to go see a psychiatrist. I actually met a Dr. Spencer this last weekend who practices neurology up in Petaluma. And because he opposed the H1N1 scam vaccination and scam epidemic and tried to bring the truth out, why, of course, they were going to force him to go to see a psychiatrist, suggesting he had to be delusional. Because anybody who doesn't go along with the people in positions of power must be delusional, aren't they? And the truth is, they're not delusional. In fact, a recent article, June 3rd, British Medical Journal, talked about the conspiracy involved, the World Health Organization declaring H1N1 was a pandemic. And they're talking about the secret committees and the conspiracy.